The Tax-Free New York concept hopes to capitalize on jobs that are being created at higher education facilities. Governor Cuomo's speech Thursday morning, the latest in a series of stops at SUNY campuses, offered a strong conceptual plan but provided few details. The governor said he wants to build on other successful initiatives that the state has undertaken since he took office, such as regional economic development councils. His Tax-Free New York plan would create business incubators on and surrounding SUNY campuses that would be completely tax-free.
No business taxes, no sales tax, no property tax, no franchise fees, no income tax, period. It means the SUNY campus and up to 200,000 square feet adjoining the SUNY campus. Eligible companies are businesses that create new jobs.
The 64 SUNY campuses are eligible for the program. In addition, a three-member board will choose from a 3 million square foot pool for private university space and 20 state-owned properties. Governor Cuomo claims the plan, already facing criticism from the powerful union CSEA, would not result in lost revenue nor lost property taxes to local municipalities.
SUNY campuses don't pay property taxes now, so there's no loss of property taxes whatsoever. There's also 200,000 square feet adjoining a campus that would be eligible. That would be private land, which would either be paying property taxes or there would have to be a pilot that's worked out between the state university and the locality to pay the property taxes. So there is no loss of property tax to local government, period.
Cuomo points to the University at Albany as a successful model for the program.
You have a nanotechnology boom in the Capital District region. It came out of SUNY Albany, and it has transformed the Capital District region. We know we can do this. We are creating the jobs in our schools right now. And they leave because New York is seen as too high taxes. That's what we have to change.
Those attending the governor's presentation were enthusiastic. Clinton Community College President John Jablonski says while the details have not been fleshed out, it has great potential for students and to attract business. But as it moves through the legislative process, Jablonski wants details clarified.
What are the parameters, specifically what types of businesses, what types of geographic limitations, what types of financial arrangements there might be? But in the broad brushstrokes that I know so far, I think we're going to be able to find some really good opportunities and really be able to identify some great opportunities for public-private partnerships.
Cuomo noted that the new high-tech economy is being created from higher education, yet 75% of high-tech entrepreneurs leave the state within a year of creating their business. He believes the Tax-Free New York program will be a game-changer for the upstate economy. Clarkson University president and co-chair of the North Country Economic Development Council, Tony Collins, calls the concept a new paradigm that will add new sources of revenue through a new tax environment.
Our economy these days is driven by the 20-somethings. That's where the ideas, the energy, the growth is all coming from. This supports that concept. And so you throw in this component, it's the missing link. Why would anyone not want to be in these tax-free zones?
The governor called on those attending his presentation to contact legislators in Albany to support the Tax-Free New York initiative. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.